Hi.
Yo, 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 chicken. Oh,
what's happening? I feel really giddy to be podcasting.
Yeah, it seems like it's been forever.
I'm so excited to have a mic back in my face.
Drop that mic.
So, Trent, how does it feel to be back?
It feels great. Can't complain. Feels great to be back inside.
It's only been 1 week that we missed, right? One episode?
It was only 1 week. So basically 2 weeks.
Feels like way longer.
Yeah, it does. I think we had a lot going on over the past couple weeks.
Yeah. Sorry for missing an episode and sorry for not telling you about it, but like, get over it. We had family come into town. My sister and my niece and nephew came to visit us. So we had a jam-packed weekend full of festivities and things to do. So podcasting was not one of them. So I'm so sorry about that. But we're back and we're ready to spill all of the tea.
Are we?
Yeah. So much tea to spill. A lot to talk about. So we'll get right into it. How are you, Trent?
Fantastic. I think I've already said that, but I'm doing great. No complaints. It feels good to relax on this great Saturday afternoon.
I have a complaint.
It's cold.
Well, yes. That it was the weirdest thing. Like yesterday, it was beautiful. Like
B-E-A-U-ful.
It was like 70, 80 degrees.
Yeah.
Like pretty warm, and it felt just great outside. And we actually went to dinner and we sat outside on a patio by Hughes Landing. It was gorgeous. But during dinner, I did notice it started to get like a little windy and cold.
But not as cold as it is now, or was this morning at least.
So I guess that was like the first signs of a cold front coming through. And then we woke up this morning, it was 50 degrees and it felt freezing.
Yeah, it felt colder because it was a breeze.
A full 180.
We wore, on our walk, we wore freaking snow caps.
Yeah. And what I was going to complain about is the pollen.
Oh,
the pollen is ridiculous right now. Our entire porch is covered in yellow dust.
Yeah, I cleaned it.
Which, it's probably almost over, so that's good. We won't have to deal with it for long, but
what's the difference between, like, pine pollen and, like, what's the other pollen? Flower pollen or something?
What?
Your mom was saying, calling it pine pollen.
Yeah, that's what it is. I didn't think there was another kind of pollen.
Well, why won't you just call it pollen?
Well, I mean, we do, but apparently
she
it's from
it pine pollen.
The pine. I don't know. Don't get me
on
that.
We'll ask her. I don't know. Because I don't know.
I don't have a freaking clue. Okay, so our date last night. Let's talk about it. Yeah. We went on a hot date. We went to Local Poor. And
it's like for the local poor people. So
that took me a second to think about it. But that was really funny. Catch us there every day. I got a cranberry mojito, which I have to just shout this out because I feel like a lot of people don't know about mojitos. Mojitos. Can't even say it. Mojitos are fire. I got them in Mexico once, like at an all-inclusive resort. And it's just the most refreshing drink. Like if it's a hot summer day, like get yourself a mojito and you can get it in a bunch of different flavors. Like you could get a strawberry mojito. You could get a cranberry mojito.
Lime.
No, there's already lime in it. I'm pretty sure. So a mojito has lime, mint.
Fresca.
I think what's the alcohol in it? Like rum maybe? I think it's rum based. But I could be totally wrong about that.
Tequila.
So don't quote me. It's not tequila. I think it's rum.
That was Paloma.
Yeah. So anyway, I got myself a cranberry mojito last night. So fire. And so refreshing. So yeah, try it out. It was great. But what I do want to say is I was really disappointed in my meal.
Yeah, well.
And that wasn't the restaurant's problem. That was my issue. Okay, here's my issue. I'm having a lot of issues. My past couple of meals, and we'll talk about it, have been really just depressing. Because I've been so excited for my past couple of meals, and it's just, they haven't hit. Yeah. You know when you're so excited about something, and then it just turns out to be like shit? Yeah.
Like the buffalo sliders we had for New Year's.
Yes, it's like so depressing. Like you're so pumped up for it, and then it doesn't crack up to what it's.
I wish I could have tried it in your head. I probably would have liked it.
So I got the hot Nashville chicken sandwich at this restaurant. I don't think I've ever had Nashville hot stuff before, but in my head I was thinking, oh, it's just a spicy chicken sandwich, which I can deal with. Like mm-hmm. I can deal with, like, if I go to Chick-fil-A, like I could get the spicy chicken sandwich and I would like it. So at this place, I'm like, apparently. So, well, this sandwich had like coleslaw on it. Like I was pumped about
it. Looks
good. It came out. It looked so good. And I was like, oh my God.
Huh? So presentation 10 of 10.
Yes. Yeah. It looked immaculate. And it was just so depressing because it was like too much spice. Like the spice was just like overwhelming to me, and it didn't have enough cooling effect to drown out some of the spice. So like the coleslaw was on it, but the coleslaw didn't have enough mayonnaise, and I needed like a cooler sauce to just kind of like cut it. So yeah, it was pretty depressing. I did eat it in like 10 seconds though. So I mean, I was hungry.
Expected nothing less.
Yeah.
World's fastest eater.
So that was depressing. And then today, I really wanted a turkey sandwich. And like
we said, we took a sacrifice. We took a sacrifice in the fact. We went to Trader Joe's, right? And there was Witch was right next to Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
So we were like, we wanted Jimmy John's or Jersey Mike's.
Jimmy John's and Jersey Mike's, so good.
So we were like, let's just go to Witch. How can you fuck up a turkey sandwich, right?
Yeah, that's literally the words that came out of Trent's mouth. Quote, how can you fuck up a turkey sandwich, end quote. And I said, you know what? You're right. So we went and damn, did they fuck up a turkey sandwich?
No, they didn't jack it up that bad, but it wasn't as good.
It's just one of those things where like, if you are wanting a turkey sandwich, like turkey sandwiches are like life-changing sometimes. It can be like a spiritual experience. And that turkey sandwich was just like so not that. And it was really depressing. Here's what I think. Witch does hot sandwiches. They put your sandwich through the toaster, which I'm here to say, you need to ask me first. Ask me first if I want my sandwich toasted or not. Because listen here, I don't want it toasted. I want a cold, refreshing turkey sandwich. And that's not what I got.
Why? Witch or that witch? Or itch? I don't know. Witch?
Yokey.
Mediocre.
No, it was bad.
Mediocre, I would say.
Like something about it tasted weird. I think it might have been the honey mustard.
I got honey mustard.
Something about it tasted weird. Was
decent. Like the first couple bites were good, but then like it lost a lot of its throughout the sandwich.
The best part about it was the chips on the side. Honestly, I got barbecue chips and those were fire.
You're a kettle chip person, right?
Yes, I love kettle chips. Like kettle barbecue chips are superior to me.
I think my favorite kettle chips are just the regular. Like
the original.
Original.
Yeah.
But I'm not like a big kettle chip person.
Ooh, there's kettle chips that are Dijon mustard flavored. Those.
I've had them.
So good. Those are like Dots honey mustard pretzels.
Well,
like,
we went through a phase so where we good. Were smashing those chips.
I know. Honey mustard, they're so good.
Honey Dijon.
Oh, we were. I think it was last summer.
Yeah.
We like could not get our hands off of these.
Get us a bag of those, please.
Yeah. So good. And I'm still loving me some Dots honey mustard pretzels.
I would say my favorite chip has got to be what we talked about earlier. The best chip of ever is Slotsky's jalapeno chips.
Yeah.
They have great seasoning to chip ratio. The crunch is good and they're not too crunchy. They're good. 10 out of 10.
Mm. Let's talk about the service last night.
It started off bad.
Started off not so good, which this, I feel like we talked about this last night. Like, I think this happens to us so much. We'll sit down at a restaurant And we won't get served for like 15 minutes.
Every time, it seems like. But like,
it happens too often.
We'll
I'm
give
like,
her the benefit of the doubt because she said there was a miscommunication somewhere, but that really doesn't matter. Somebody should have came and taken care of us.
Yeah.
I was like, hell, we could have gone and sit in our back porch and not been served.
What?
I could have served us better than that.
Well, yeah. You can get your ass up, go to the kitchen, exactly. And get yourself your food.
But that's why we go out, because you don't want to do that.
Yeah, it's happened to us so many times now that I'm like, I think it's an us problem. Like, I think we just look like the type of people who people don't want to serve. And so they're like, yeah, I'm not going to that table. Fuck that. They can leave. And I wonder, like, if they play games, like, all right, how long can we not serve this person until they leave? Like,
well,
I wonder if they...
I had to go in there and say, hey, somebody got a service.
Yeah. And that's the hard part is, like, when do you go? When do you complain?
I would say 10 minutes.
Oh, we also got pretzel bites, which those were not a disappointment. That was bomb.
Well, my meal was good, too, so I can't complain about my meal.
What'd you get?
Meatloaf.
Okay, who the heck gets meatloaf?
It was good.
I'm sorry, that's...
It wasn't the best meatloaf I've ever had.
Yeah, it didn't look very good. Well, I don't really like meatloaf,
but it was, like,
so.
More, like, homemade, like, meatloaf.
Okay.
And it was good. I mean, I probably won't get it again, but it was good. I should have went with pork chop or whatever it was. The honey glaze,
yeah.
Pork chop or...
Yeah.
Whatever it was. But anyways, it was decent.
Yeah. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, the pretzel bites. The pretzel bites came with this cheese fondue sauce.
Jenny ate it with the spoon.
I could have ate it like soup. Like, it was so freaking good. And the funny thing about us, and I've seen videos about this with other couples, like, there's two types of dippers. One dipper just, like, lightly dips their chip and dips and sauces and, like, just to get a taste of it.
That's me.
And then the other dipper is, like, a full-on, like,
put
we'll scoop it and make sure you get, like, a lot of...
That's me. Or that's you,
dip.
I mean.
That's me.
Yeah, I'm the light dipper.
Oh, I drenched the pretzel in cheese sauce. Dipped it, like, 10 times to make sure it was...
Dunked it.
Dunked enough and then...
Yeah.
So good.
But those were good, yeah. That's probably the highlight.
That was definitely the highlight. But my sandwich sucked, so there's that. I don't think I'll be getting hot Nashville stuff anytime soon. Maybe that's why my stomach hurt this morning.
Maybe. Maybe so.
So anyway, that was that. It's a fun date. 10 out of 10 date, just not the best meal choices over here. But that's,
yeah,
okay.
There's nobody to blame but yourself.
Okay, remember how, I think it was last week, we were driving and I saw the baby on board sticker and I was making fun of it. Okay, so I'm like, okay, here was my thing. The people who get those, like, what are you trying to do? Like, what do you think I'm going to do if I see that sticker? Oh, there's a baby on board. Okay, I'm not going to T-bone you. Like, don't
T-bone.
Worry about it. I don't know, just like. I don't know what it's stopping, okay,
nothing.
Was my point. Like, that's stupid. But then I saw a video on TikTok of someone else making fun of it, like,
yeah.
Some guy being funny about it, just
yeah.
Like I was, like, what the heck? And I looked at the comments, and...
Was he getting roasted?
No, but some people said the reasoning behind it, and it kind of makes sense.
Is he a honk?
No, it's if you get in an accident, first responders can see that they need to go... Help
the baby first. Oh, okay.
Which, okay, like, sure, yes, but, like, what if your car is, like, totaled and you can't see the sticker? Then, like if you're in a bad enough accident,
yeah.
Like, you're not going to be able to see the sticker. The sticker ain't doing shit.
No, it's not. Yeah, but that's, I think that's would be the only benefit, though. Other than that, it's, would say it's pointless. Because, like you said, nobody cares.
Yeah.
Like, you have a baby, cool.
Like, yeah. You get pregnant, the first thing you think, oh.
Got to get that sticker.
Put the sticker on the registry. ASAP. Someone get us that sticker. I just thought it was funny, but then I was like, oh, that's interesting. Like, I never would have thought about that.
Mm-mm.
And I wonder if most people get it thinking that. Like, I wonder if that's everyone's reasoning behind it?
I don't know.
Anyway, that was just a fun fact I learned.
That is a good thought. I never thought about that either. So,
yeah. Okay, so we've got to get into our Love is Blind recap. We're going to talk about that, and then there's some other things happening in the world that we need to discuss. And then we've got a new show that we started, so we're going to talk about that too.
What's the new show we started?
Full Swing.
Oh, yeah. And Yellowstone.
Yeah, we'll get into that for sure. All right. First, let's start with Love is Blind.
All right, where do we start?
So we're going to start... Obviously, the reunion isn't out yet. We're recapping the last episode, which was the weddings. And let's start with Jimmy and Chelsea, because that's kind of how they started the episode. What were your thoughts? So they left us on a cliffhanger. Let's start there. So they left us on a cliffhanger of Jimmy asking Chelsea, how do you feel about going to the altar? Like,
yeah,
how are you feeling going into it? And they left us on a big cliffhanger. I thought, this was my guess, that she was just going to be like, oh yeah, I'm excited. And they just like faked a...
Like they built it up.
Yeah, they built it up for nothing. That was my prediction. Boy, was I wrong.
Yeah, Jimmy was like...
Well, actually, I was right because Chelsea did...
You were not right.
Well, yes, because Chelsea was like, I'm excited, I'm ready. No, like,
but she did thought that they were... It wasn't going to be nothing.
True. I didn't call the next part.
Yeah.
But I did call that Chelsea was going to be happy. Anyway, what a crazy plot twist.
Yeah.
Like, boy, did that conversation go from 0 to 100, like, real quick.
Yeah. But I think I would agree with Jimmy. Because...
You agree with Jimmy on what?
Like, the fact that they... Or if he discussed with Chelsea that he didn't want that to be discussed... When the cameras were around.
Okay. And, let's start from the beginning.
Oh.
What was his comeback to her? He was like, I just don't think I can go to the altar because, what did he say?
I don't remember. I have no clue. He did, like, you broke in my trust or something like that.
Okay. So, yeah, he commented on the fact that she, he told her in confidence that he had sex with one of his girlfriends.
Yeah.
And he didn't want that to go on live TV because he didn't want to out the girl. He wanted to keep it, you know, just between them. And then she got drunk that one night and just totally like blasted it everywhere and whatever. That is an immediate, I'm done.
Yeah.
Like, there's no coming back from that. Like, if you tell someone something in confidence, especially your fiance, you don't get drunk and you don't tell that to everyone. Like,
right. Yeah.
So, yes, I think, first of all, Jimmy had every reason to get out of this relationship. Like, he had 1,000 outs, and for some reason, he didn't take them. And that's what I don't understand. Like, Jimmy, come on.
Yeah,
I don't understand why he waited until that conversation to be like, I can't do this with you. Like, he should have ended it, that fight.
Yeah.
When they got together the next day. The next day they were having like a breakup conversation, but it didn't end in a breakup. It was the most confusing thing.
But he said that he was trying to work it out.
But why though?
I don't
like,
know.
Seriously, he should have... Like, run, dude. Get out of that. Because she is something else.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think that was it. Like, he couldn't trust her. But now they're seen together out and about.
Oh, yeah. So, recently there were pictures of them in Florida or something going to a wedding. Apparently, Chelsea was going to a friend's wedding. Jimmy was her plus one. And they were spotted at a restaurant together.
Well, maybe they got...
And like being lovey-dovey.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like they were definitely like together. I think. Well, so my prediction and the reunion is that they're
back together.
Yeah. I don't think they'll be engaged, but I think they'll be dating. But yeah. I have a hot take. Sorry. Okay. I'm yawning.
What is your hot take?
I'm getting really annoyed at people saying that marriage is hard. like they're okay when they're fighting and they're in an argument and they get over it and they're talking about it, they'll always be like, marriage is hard. You've got to fight through it. You have to fight for it. You have to want it. Marriage is supposed to be hard. Okay. No, it's not. Like, life in itself is hard, but marriage and a relationship should not be hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have hard times with your partner because life is hard and shit happens, but your relationship should not be that hard. And if it is, you're in the wrong relationship.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, I think I agree.
Like, come on. I hate when people say that. Like, you should not be fighting every time you get drunk. You should not be, like...
Right.
It's not that hard, people. It's really not.
Right.
So, that, like... that pisses me off. Yeah. Like, I just want to shake them and be like, come on, like, get out of it, because you're obviously not in the right relationship.
Out, right?
Huh?
That's an easy out to say marriage is hard.
Yes.
So just blame it on marriage is hard.
Yes. That's like, why, no, it's not.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be.
Right. Like, yeah, you outed him when he told you something in confidence that has nothing to do with marriage being hard.
Exactly.
That's trust.
Yes.
Or, yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, I agree. And then, like, two... Like, you're going to have disagreements, and more so, like, I think, like, healthy marriage, you're going to have disagreements, but you figure it out, right?
But that doesn't make it hard.
No. You figure it out, and it kind of, like, just goes away, kind of. It's not like it doesn't linger. Like, it's like an understanding, like, okay, if they don't agree or I don't agree with them, then let's talk about it for a second, and then, hey, it's done.
And, like... You know? If you're listening to this and you're like, oh, they don't know. Like, I understand that we've only been married for not even a year. And we don't have any kids yet. We like, so life for us has been pretty smooth sailing at this point. But like I said, life will get hard. And therefore, Trent and I are going to have to figure out how to navigate certain things in our life when it does get hard. But, and that could in turn get us to bicker back and forth. You know, we'll have to deal with hard emotions with each other, which, yeah, that's hard on a relationship. But overall, marriage itself should not be hard.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, well.
That's.
We're captain my of the smooth TED Talk. Ship, huh?
Literally. okay, so that's Jimmy and Chelsea. They just like completely were done with them after that conversation. Kind of, but I was expecting more.
Like,
I was expecting another conversation, another scene with them talking through it.
We were tired of them.
Yeah, that's true.
Screw.
Again, Jimmy should have taken every single out. Like, see ya.
Jimmy Johns?
Ooh, oh, Jimmy Johns.
Yeah.
Okay, next was, AD and Clay.
AD all day.
And what did I say from the very start?
There's no way. There's nothing really that said.
What did I say? What did I
say?
You
was just, you had no.
Trent, what did I say?
You had no, like, facts to back this up. You were just like, I don't think it's going to work.
No,
that was a guess.
No, that is not what I said. I said he's going to say no.
Yeah, but
that's what I said.
You didn't say, I was like, why do you think that? I just think that.
Yeah.
That's like basically saying you don't know.
Here's my reasoning.
You're just saying that.
Here's my reasoning.
Well, can't say it now. We don't want to hear it. I'm just kidding.
From the very start of them coming out of the pods and being engaged, he has... used every single excuse in the book. And his number one excuse was that he's not ready for marriage.
Yeah.
And marriage is too much of a commitment for him. So from the beginning, he was saying no. And like...
But it seemed like he turned like a huge leaf. Like he did still.
Yes, he grew a lot. But from the very beginning, he was never going to say yes to her.
Yeah.
Which is so messed up because you could see that she cared a lot about him.
Yeah.
And they had a what looked like a good relationship, and they seemed to work really well and whatever. But like, he just has some issues that he said from day one is like the reason that he's not about marriage. Like, he's just not, doesn't see it for himself.
Yeah, he's got trust issues.
And I don't think he was that into AD.
Really?
In the first place, yeah. I think that he thinks he can find better because he's very cocky.
And cocky, yeah. Confident and cocky, yeah.
Confident and cocky. Like, I think he thinks that he can do better, which is messed up because AD was very
cool.
Good. Like, a really good person, and like seemed like she, I don't know, would be a good partner.
Yeah. No, I would agree with that. But yeah.
Did you catch when he said she walked down the aisle and he was like, his first thing to say was like, oh, that fit though. Like, what? Like, if you had said that to me, I would be like, are you serious? Like, walking down the aisle in your wedding dress to get married, like, and that's what you say?
Yeah. I think, yeah, that's bad.
Red flag.
Yeah. But I don't know. He was
like, ooh, body. He said something about her body. Like, okay, stop.
Yeah, but I was convinced that they were both going to say yes.
Well, okay.
I saw something.
Can't speak.
Think about this. So I saw something that said, do you think that he would have said yes if his dad didn't show up?
No.
You don't think so?
No. I think from day one he was saying no. Like, what was really special was when her mom came in and talked about meeting his mom and the relationship that they had. And her mom was like, I could not have imagined a better mother-in-law. Like, she is an incredible person, blah, blah, blah. She kept going on and on. And that was really special. And I was like, oh my God, like, this could really work. But yeah.
He wasn't with it. But star of the show.
Let's talk about the dad.
What about him?
He was funny. Their relationship seemed really funny to me. Like, I kept like cracking
awkward,
up.
Awkward, kind of. Yeah.
Like, his dad thought he was so smooth.
Like, more like friends than...
Uh-huh. Yeah. Which is kind of what he said. Like, he didn't really ever parent him. He just kind of...
Well, said he was a good dad. That's what he said that. But he just did, like, not... Didn't do good example. Lead that by example.
The conversation between Clay's mom and Clay's dad was probably the best TV we've ever seen, ever.
Love is Blind.
I think ever.
She,
for reality TV, that was a amazing conversation.
If I had to pick my favorite person from Love is Blind, it would be her.
Yeah. The way she spoke to him was like, this woman deserves...
Yeah.
An award for just being so well spoken.
Yeah,
and
because like
strong. The way she said it was just like.
Well, her dad was like, he's got to find a woman like his mother.
Uh huh.
And then, or he said, like, I did or something. And then she was like, you found me, but you didn't treat me good.
Yeah.
Or something. And I was
like, mic drop.
Let's go.
That was an awesome conversation.
Yeah.
And I really wish that. After the fact, after Clay saying no, he would have had a deep conversation with the dad.
He probably didn't want to do that on the
I know.
Lab. But
that would have been cool to see.
I was also reading something, too, is saying that, like, it was, like, a picture of that whenever they were talking to each other, the mom and dad.
Uh-huh.
And, like, he was getting emotional, like, when she was saying, hey, you need to have a conversation to close that door.
Yes.
And he was, like, getting sobby or whatever a little bit. And somebody was like... Oh, she's like got her fan out. Like, here we go again.
I mean,
yeah.
He's probably a piece of work, that dad. But anyway, that was a really cool conversation. And I hope that the dad can talk to Clay about it eventually and help him.
Yeah.
Because that is Clay's biggest downfall is his issue with his dad and
that stuff. Yeah.
And seeing him cheat and blah, blah, blah. But
and maybe that's his reasoning for not doing it is because he doesn't want to do that to somebody else. Which
but like,
is
okay,
bad,
that's so bad. Like, come on. If you're in the right relationship, you won't even consider doing that, you know?
No, I agree with you. But I'm like, it could be something like in his mind, like saying that, hey, my dad did it, so it's not that bad, you know? Like, and then that could just, it's an excuse, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. He needs some therapy. But do you think at the reunion they'll be back together?
I don't know.
Maybe. There have been sightings of them at parties together, but we don't know if they're just friends or
I don't think
actually dating.
Be just friends after that.
Yeah, that's true. Like, he fucked you over. Like, he really did. And good for her. I was really impressed with her in that moment saying, there is no way I could date this man. Kudos to her, because I feel like...
But they're dating, apparently. Maybe.
Well, we don't know that. So let's just talk about what we saw. Like, that's a strong woman right there. Yeah. To be able to say, he did that to me, and that was disrespectful. He hurt my feelings, and I would never go back to him.
Yeah.
Round
what
of applause.
Whenever she was just like, y'all ready to go?
I mean, think about how embarrassing that would be.
It's embarrassing.
For all of your friends and family to be there, and then the person say no to you, like, that is so embarrassing. After you said yes... Oof. That's something else.
That's tough.
Yeah. Which I know it's the whole premise of the show to go to the altar, but it's like, come on, just break up before that, because they have to go through putting on the wedding dress, picking it out, getting ready the whole day. And that is like the biggest day of your life. So I feel like they need to break up before that, because... It's just what? What?
No, I agree with you. That's TV.
I know. And that's the whole point of the show. I get it, but
you gotta have, if nobody goes to the altar, then what is the point of the show?
I mean, that's very true.
That would have been one. Let's talk about the last
piece. Okay, Johnny and Amy.
That was a good one, because it was quick. I was ready to go to bed.
It was quick. We knew it was going to be a yes on both sides.
Well, let's talk about Johnny's vows. I can't wait.
That was hilarious. She like spilled her heart out. She was like, I love you, blah, blah, blah. She went on and on. And then they handed it over to him and he was like, can't wait. And we looked at each other. We were like, wait, that's it?
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if they cut it. Like, I wonder if he did say other stuff and they just cut
Maybe
it.
So.
But. That was weird. That was really weird.
Yeah. I mean, that we knew they were both going to say yes.
Yeah.
I think he was more on the edge. If I had to pick one but to say no, it would have been him.
I'm still not over the whole birth control stuff. Like, if they seriously did not have sex before they got married, like, okay, that's... And for the reason that they did, that's weird.
Yeah.
He needs a class in sex 101.
Education.
Yeah.
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 This is how... The birds and the bees work. The banana goes
and this
into
is a condom. It's 99.9% effective.
Not
if you can't trust that 0.01 like percent, you have trust issues. And you need to figure that out.
Yeah, well. They got married. It was cool. It was sweet.
I hope they're still together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seem like
and I hope they have a baby on the way so Johnny can just like be freaking out.
So yeah, I think they will stay together.
Sorry, our dog is freaking out. Bogey, come here.
Yeah, so I think their families get along well.
Their families was really sweet. Like the dad made me cry.
Yeah,
he was really good. Sweet.
His broken English is pretty funny.
Yep. That was funny.
You go marry my daughter, and then we be family as one.
Okay, that's literally not how he sounded, but okay. So, Love is Blind. I'm excited for the reunion.
Yeah.
Which airs on the 13th?
Yeah, that's like next week.
I saw pictures of everyone in their outfits, and all of the girls looked really good.
Glow-ups?
Like, they picked out really good dresses.
Was it everybody included?
Yeah, all of the main people.
Was Matt coming?
AD, you can see her nipples in her dress. Just ooh, heads up.
Can't wait.
Nipple show. So yeah, I'm excited. I wonder if Trevor's going to be there.
Trail dog.
I wonder if he'll make like an appearance because he wasn't one of the top couples, but. And like, I wonder if Laura and them will come back. Oh yeah, whatever happened to Matt? Mm. They never showed him again. What's he up to? Come to the reunion.
Being weird.
What's crazy is they are already filming season 8. And this was season 6.
Really?
So they already, they do like 2 seasons in advance.
Oh.
So once they film a season, it might not come out for 2 years. Think about if you were married to someone and you couldn't tell anyone for 2 years.
That'd suck.
That's insane. They need to figure that out because that's ridiculous. Like, we will watch more Love is Blind seasons. So just like drop them. Give us it. Trent's addicted. Trent loves Love is Blind.
Come on. I don't love it.
Yeah, you do.
It's good TV.
This is great TV. but it was a really good season overall. So.
Yeah. No complaints.
You want to talk about Full Swing?
Yeah. Let's talk about kind of what we talked about yesterday briefly. How it's like, it's good and it's cool to see kind of behind the scenes and all that stuff. It's very, very, very repetitive, which kind of gets on my nerves. And it kind of gets boring, to be honest.
Well, this is season 2 of Full Swing on Netflix. And we really liked last season's, didn't we? Last season, they were doing the whole live versus...
This like, too. The beginning was that.
Well, yeah. But last year, it was who's going to go to live.
Yeah.
This year, it's, all right, we're separated. But then the big issue was they talked about a merger. But we don't know what happened with that.
They're still probably in talks. I don't really know either. But...
Oh. Well, anyway, I agree with you. I think the way that they film it is kind of weird. I don't know if there would be a better way of doing it. But what they're doing now is they're focusing on each player. And so when you do that, you have to talk about all of the main tournaments.
Yeah.
And so they end up talking about each tournament over and over and over again. And you already know who wins the tournament, who gets second, who gets third, because you've seen it already 500 times when they talk about the fourth player. So it's just like, it gets to be repetitive, like you said. But I really appreciate how they're talking more about the mental aspect of the game.
Yeah.
What was it, the third episode?
Yeah. Joel Damon and Wyndham Clark.
Yeah. So those two were the players in the third episode. And the whole theme of that episode was the mental game behind golf. And of course, all sports and all players deal with some type of mental
aspect. How you deal with failure, basically how it is.
But I feel like golf is such a hard sport that it's almost more of a mental game for most people because you can get in such ruts in golf, or what do you call it? Like
holes.
Sure.
Ruts. Just
dips,
mental blocks.
Yeah. Like
bad
you can
habits.
You can really fall off in the game of golf. And so they were talking about how sports psychologists can help and all of those things. And Joel Damon, right? He's like one of the worst golfers.
He was in a bad spot, right?
Well, that was his shtick, was that he's a professional golfer, but he's like one of the worst. Like someone's got to be the 70th, or what did he say?
That was the first season, I think he said that. But well, now he's even worse than that this year.
The first season dropped, he got really famous because everyone loved him. They loved his story from the first season and... So now he's famous. Everyone loves him, but he fucking sucks at golf. And so his caddy and him have a really good relationship. They're like best friends outside of work. And this whole episode was about them really struggling because Joel's not doing good and he's just not in it. He doesn't care. He's getting frustrated. He's
drinking a lot.
Like he just doesn't have any purpose within golf. anymore.
And he doesn't care that he's not making cuts.
And he's refusing to see a sports psychologist.
Yeah.
And finally, they were able to get him to consider it. And I hope we get an update on that, like, in the upcoming episodes. But
it'll probably be, like, next year. Because it's kind of, like, take time to work or season three, if there is a season three.
Right. But, yeah, I just found that really interesting. And I wonder how many of those players actually do that.
I think it's smart. Because I think more so in golf. The only other sport just about that you would, like, need to be more mentally strong. Maybe I'm missing one is maybe tennis. Because you think about, like, so in, like, football, if you fumble or throw an interception, you're on the sideline. So you have a little bit of time to think about it. But, like, golf and tennis and then baseball, if you strike out or something, you get to go out in the field. And you're kind of, what did I do wrong? You get to kind of think about it.
That's true. It's the individual sports.
You're going straight up to the next shot, and you got to hit the ball. Like, right after you just shanked it or something.
I think what it is the difference between a team sport and an individual sport.
Yeah.
Golf and tennis, unless you're doing...
There's more.
Unless you're doing, what do you call it in tennis when you have two people?
Doubles.
Like, unless you're doing that, tennis is mostly an individual sport. And I think that puts so much pressure on you. You can't fall back on your team. Like, in a team setting, if one person messes up, okay, we can all come together and pick up that other person's slack, you know? But in a individual sport, it's all about you. Yeah. If you suck, you suck. You
can't hide.
Yeah. So I feel like the mental aspect, like you said, is even more important.
It's more important to flush it.
Yes, and flush it quick.
Yeah.
And change the negative thoughts into positive real quick. Yeah. Like, you can't go down a spiral and then you're just screwed.
Yeah. You dig deep holes.
Yeah.
Kind of like I do when I play golf.
Yeah. I was just going to say, like, sounds familiar, huh?
Yeah, I need to take my own advice. I need a mental coach.
Oh, that's funny. You went golfing. How'd that go?
Not good.
Not good. What's your issue?
I don't know. It was a bunch of issues. One, I hadn't played in a while, so I was just out there. Usually, typically, I play better when I don't play a while. But from the start, I just on the driving range, I wasn't hitting any good shots. Mm. You know, out there, I wasn't hitting any good shots. The back nine, I played a little better. I had a couple beers in me. Loosened up a little bit. But I don't know. I just couldn't find my swing on the front, and it was tough. Like, it was bad.
Well,
like, I kept score, but I told the guy I was playing with, I was like, I don't even want to know.
It was that bad.
Yeah. So it was bad. So, but hopefully, you know, my parents are coming next weekend and we're going to play again. Hopefully I'll play a little better.
And we might go. So we're planning a trip to go to San Antonio for just a weekend because it's pretty close to here. And there's a place called La Cantera. It's like this really nice resort that's on like the hills of San Antonio. It's beautiful. And they have a really nice golf course. So we might go do some holes.
Do some holes.
I might ride in the car and Trent do the golfing.
Do some holes. Yeah. I'll do some holes.
Well, and I'm really excited about it. This is the only reason I brought it up because the clubhouse looks really nice and has good food. So I'm like, all right, let's go golfing so that we can go have a nice dinner afterwards. And the views are probably really nice from the clubhouse. So
yeah,
I'm pumped.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. So you better get in shape before then.
Get in shape. Like golf shape?
Yeah.
Like hit good shots?
Yeah.
That's like get it together. 3 weeks.
Yeah. You have 3 weeks. Get your head in the game.
Gotta get ahead of the game.
Get your head in the game.
Yeah, so I'm excited. But yeah, golf is very hard. So
Rory is really struggling.
Rory's one of the best.
Yeah, but he seemed to really have a hard time last year.
Yeah.
I think it definitely was the aspect of him becoming the quote leader of the PGA and putting that much pressure on him. And he was kind of taken away from the game of golf because he had so many other obligations, like because he was the face of golf.
Yeah.
So he didn't have time to focus on actually practicing and playing and all those things. Like, I think that was the cause of it.
Yeah. But Rory will be fine. Rory's probably one of the best ever.
That's got to be so tough when you like suck so bad for a couple tournaments. And like he was saying, like, do I completely readjust everything? Like, do I go back to the drawing board and reconfigure my swing? And like, that's got to be tough. Like, when do you do that? When does it get to the point where, all right, like, we need to make some serious changes?
I don't know. I'm not a professional golfer, which I wish I was. That'd be cool. But I don't know. I mean,
I like watching it. I like the full swing.
I think that, like, when you start missing cuts, because when you start missing cuts, you're not making any money.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when you got to sit down and say, okay, well, I missed three or four cuts in a row or whatever.
Yeah, so, like, let's get it together.
But, I mean, you make... The crazy part about it is...
How much money they make if they get, like, 50th place. So, like, come on.
Say, I think one guy was, like, finished, like, almost last or 50th or whatever it was, and he had, like, $55,000. But you got to think about it. His, all the travel expenses typically come out of that.
Mm-hmm.
He's paying his caddy. I mean, he's still probably taking home $30,000.
Right.
But, like, still.
Yeah, they do have to divvy it up a little bit, but still, it's a lot of money.
Well, yeah, so he's paying a swing coach.
Yeah.
He's probably nutritionist or whatever they have.
Yeah.
And then Scottie Scheffler just wins every tournament, so.
I really hope Scottie's on it.
Isn't it crazy how, like, when we're watching that, mm-hmm. every time they show the leaderboard,
Scottie's on it. Scotty is always on it. He's awesome.
Just super consistent.
Yeah. And that's probably the hardest part.
Right.
Is staying consistent, staying up on the top of the leaderboard.
So right now, the thing, like, in not full swing, but in, like, just real life, his thing is, like, he can't putt.
Oh.
So, like, he's the best golfer from tee to green, which means from
But then
the
he
tee,
fucks it up, yeah.
And then he can't putt.
Uh-huh.
So if he can make putts,
he'd be, like, he'd be, like, number one every time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, get it together, Scotty. Work on those putts.
Put it.
You know who I hate on full swing?
Brooks Koepka.
Yes. And?
Dustin Johnson.
Yes.
Nuh-uh. Yes. You don't like DJ?
No. Brooks Koepka and DJ seem like the biggest douchebags in golf ever.
I think DJ's cool.
No. He, like, it... It's so obvious the type of dudes they are based on their wives. I'll just say that.
Well, you know, I did read something funny that was about Dustin Johnson that said that he was like, Dustin Johnson was like the coolest guy ever. He said he was like, after the end of the tournament, this is kind of funny actually. At the end of the tournament, Dustin was out there signing autographs. I don't know how true this is.
Uh-huh.
And there was this good looking girl over there asking for his autograph. And she was like, here, can you sign my hat or whatever? She was like, my name's Rebecca, but you could call me Becky. And he was like, okay. And he said, my name is Dustin, but you could call me Dick. And that's why I don't know if this is true. And she said, how do you get Dick from Dustin? Uh-huh. And he said, just ask nicely.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how true that is, but that's hilarious.
That is hilarious. But, like, what? Also pretty messed up.
That's why I don't know if it's true, but...
That's funny, though.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, their wives are just, like, totally fake. It's like, come on. Which, if
that's...
They
can be nice people.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they are. It's just... Yeah, I don't know. It's just apparent the type of dudes they are. Yeah. Just based on the way they act, too. Like, they just seem really full of themselves and got all this money and think they're hot shit. So, anyway.
That's probably what I'd do.
Boo. Yeah, so that's full swing. Some other things that
Yellowstone. Have happened.
Oh, okay.
I'm a little behind.
Well, do you want to tell everyone what happened with Yellowstone?
Yeah, so Yellowstone, me and Jenny had watched like three episodes probably together. And so let me set this stage here. So we watched probably like three episodes. Jenny didn't really seem into it. Let me finish. And when Jenny didn't really seem into it, whenever I was like, let's watch Yellowstone, she'd give a, I don't really care. And then so it'd been like a week since we probably watched it. So I just was on the road. And watched a couple episodes.
Without me.
Without Jenny.
And didn't ask. And didn't tell me.
So I thought.
Until you came home.
Yeah, I told you. But I thought that I was doing her a favor because I didn't think that she was really into it. And that was my reasoning. And I'm sticking to it. And I'm sorry. But I'm sorry. It was wrong.
It was mean.
Mean.
Yeah. You would have been so pissed if I did that to you.
No, this is the reason why I wouldn't be pissed. Because you would be watching a freaking. You would be doing me a favor.
Because
you would be watching
TV.
Reality TV. And I would
but
be okay with
it. But you love reality TV.
I don't care if I miss it, though.
Okay, well, listen.
But I get it. I just didn't think that you were interested in Yellowstone, so I took it upon myself.
The reason I didn't seem that interested is because it was very confusing to me. The whole first episode, I kept being like, what is going on? What's happening? I'm so confused.
Well, the first episode
So it's hard
was
to get
long.
Into a show when you're just confused about everything. And you don't have any answers. And like there's a million storylines going on and you have no idea what's going on with any of them. That's how I felt.
But I'm so like, I'm like still early into it. But the whole thing is like you could pick up pretty early. What it's about is that these people own this ranch. They're trying to take his land and he's going to fuck them up.
Okay. Well, I won't be watching because Trent decided to kick me out. And Trent doesn't love me anymore. So there's that. Marriage is hard because it sucks.
That's an excuse, remember?
I have a book recommendation. So
did you read it without me?
So I've been reading a lot of Freida McFadden books.
Frieda.
And she just came out with a new one called The Teacher. And if you've read The Housemaid, you know her books are really great. If you haven't, you need to start reading Freida McFadden books. I love her writing style.
Frieda's? Oh, Frieda.
The way she writes is just so easy to read. You can finish one of her books in literally a night. Her books always have a ginormous twist at the end that you are not expecting whatsoever. So they're really like thriller based. I'm obsessed. And so far I'm halfway through The Teacher and I'm hooked. I mean, the good thing about her books is like you read one chapter and you can't put it down. You're like hooked because you need to know what happens. So
it'll take me about a week to read one chapter.
Yeah, well, you don't know how to read, so.
I try.
So anyway, Freida McFadden, The Teacher, definitely recommend.
The duck may swim on the lake, but my daddy owns the lake.
You want to talk about fishing?
Oh, yeah.
I'm a fisherman?
I'm a freaking angler.
What?
That's what a fisherman is.
Really? I've never heard that.
But anyway, so I've gone fishing twice this year. No, three times. Three times. And I've caught a fish every time. So I'm pretty proud of myself.
On a roll.
Yeah. I do need to go to the store and get some new bait or brush hogs. So
the other day, we decided to go down to our neighborhood pond. And we brought Bogey with us. And I brought my book to read while Trent fished. And Bogey was by me the whole time. I had him like hooked to my chair or whatever. And then Trent was catching nothing. And then at the end, Bogey like was getting on my nerves. So Trent took him from me and took him to like cast a few more. Immediately catches a fish. Literally first cast with Bogey. Bogey's your good luck charm.
He is. But he's a little annoying. So,
yeah, he was freaking out about the fish; like he could not handle it.
We'll post the picture on Instagram.
Yeah,
just say it, don't spray it. Instagram account. But Bogey got a little selfie with a fish, so that was cool.
Yeah, Bogey loves fishing.
Yeah,
he scares all the fish away.
No, but I'm like super excited for the warmer weather. You know, just like when I'm bored, just ride up the street, throw a couple line.
I'm excited to do like picnics over there. It's really pretty.
I'll catch our picnic lunch.
With a good turkey sandwich.
Fish sandwich.
No. Oh, God, no. Okay, so there's a couple things I want to talk about. Have you heard the Cyrus family drama?
No.
Okay, so.
Well, I care.
So, well, this is big news, and it's really interesting and really crazy. So, if you don't know, Tish Cyrus, who is the mom of the family, she is married to Dominic Purcell, who was on Prison Break. And they just recently got married. But the big drama was that Noah Cyrus, the youngest of the family, the youngest daughter, was not at the wedding. So everyone was like speculating, like, what's going on? What we thought was that Noah Cyrus was on the dad's side, Billy Ray's side, and like just was supporting him rather than supporting Tish because there was a nasty divorce, blah, blah, blah. But someone came out to, I think, some reporter. It was an unknown source that said that Noah Cyrus was having a friends with benefits relationship with Dominic Purcell before he got married to Tish Cyrus.
How long before?
Like recent.
Damn.
Yeah. And that is crazy. Like, now my questions are, did Tish know about it? Which
probably
she's got to. Like, there's no freaking way that she wouldn't know about that. And that's messed up to go from, like, but I don't see how that's,
I don't know.
Like, to know that your husband has done stuff with your daughter, like, I cannot, I'm sorry. That's,
it's a different world in Los Angeles, California.
That is crazy. And apparently Miley Cyrus didn't know about it and then confronted her mom about it and asked her whatever, but we don't know. I don't know. I just, that whole family is like really competitive with each other.
Apparently.
Well, when you think about it, like, Miley Cyrus got so big and the rest of them are just kind of like,
hey.
Yeah. So, like, there's obviously got to be some competition. Like, Noah has her singing career, but she's definitely not as famous as Miley. And
she never will be.
I mean, exactly. So, like, there's got
to
be,
she could do to be more famous than Miley. Like, Miley was like this Disney star.
Yeah, which causes for family drama.
Yeah. Well,
you know?
Sucks for her.
That's crazy. But I just feel bad. Like, this is not good for Miley Cyrus. And I was saying a few episodes ago that I think she should be the next Super Bowl performer. But this does not bode well for that.
Why?
Just because, like, when you have a bunch of family drama going on and you're in the news for...
There's been worse things than that.
True. But when you're in the news for bad things, like, you know, you kind of get... Your name gets thrown in the mud and it's not a good look.
Well,
so,
you know, Joe Rogan was talking about this the other day, that there's like, what's it called? There's like a space where, like, you've been talked about so much and then you've, like, you're so well known and respected in, like, whatever industry you're, like Joe Rogan. It's like, it doesn't matter what anybody says about you.
Yeah.
Like, if anything, if people write articles about you that are bad, the people that you've met know, like, that you're a good person will just say, that's not true. That's the kind of person that I think Miley probably is too. And Joe Rogan's just like, if anything, they write about you and it makes you even more famous because, like, they're out there, your name's out there. It's like, that's true. He's like a great person.
Yeah.
So
it's just like, if this is true about the Noah thing and Tish, like, that is really messed up.
It's on his part, I would say.
Yeah. Like, that's gross of him. And Noah is like 20 some years old. He's like,
he's in his 50s, probably.
50. That's nasty. Sorry. I mean, like, to each their own, like, it's not illegal, but still, that's a little messed up. To go from daughter to mom,
gross. I wouldn't
really
call it, like, gross, but it messed up for sure.
Yeah, it's messed up. It's kind of gross. The thing about Tish and Noah, that's gross. Like, that they've both had sex with the same guy, and now she's married to him. That's weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's gross.
Maybe it's gross. Whatever.
Like, do they share tips? Like, hey, mom, he really likes this.
I hope not. That would be kind of gross. But not that it's not gross. Like, the age thing, whatever. Like you said, to each their own.
Yeah.
Like, some people are into younger people, like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, as long as it's, like, legal, totally cool. But yeah. I don't know.
Maybe weird to some.
Yeah.
There's such a large gap.
It's the family incest thing that does it for me. That's weird.
It's not incest, though.
I know, but it kind of feels like it. You know? It hits too close to home.
Very. In the next room.
Yeah, literally.
That's some drama.
Speaking of music, last thing I'll say before we head out today. Why are you leaving? Okay, well, you don't want to hear this last thing? He's getting a beer, everyone. Beer break. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up.
Yo, yo, yo.
What kind of beer did you get?
I don't know. Pink guava colada.
Fancy. Sounds pretty gay to me.
Okay. Hey, you're going to get us canceled.
Okay. Last thing, Ariana Grande came out with her new album, Eternal Sunshine, and some of the songs on there are bopping.
I was listening to it the other day, and I was thought it was sucked, so.
Thanks, Trent. I really liked it. I think Ariana Grande is really talented, so well, I like her music.
I'm not going to say it sucked. I'm just not into that.
Well, it's her divorce album because she just got divorced. And now she's dating SpongeBob, which just for everyone listening, I made Trent go look at Ariana Grande's new boyfriend because I wanted him to be as shocked as I was. And that man is...
He's pretty unfortunate looking.
He's something else. Like, he literally looks like the human form of SpongeBob.
Well, they're not... Yeah, he kind of does.
Yes.
I thought you were saying that he played SpongeBob on Broadway.
Yes, he did. Okay. He played SpongeBob on Broadway. He's in the Wicked movie with Ariana Grande. That's where they met. She is considered a homewrecker because he was married and had kids, and there seems to be a messy timeline with when things happened, when their relationship started. So everyone is saying that Ariana Grande is a homewrecker.
Well,
and she's now dating SpongeBob, which so weird.
That's not gonna last.
Yeah, like, he's disgusting looking. Like, I'm sorry, like, I don't think anyone in their right mind can say this man is attractive.
Ariana Grande.
And like, I understand that personality helps a lot. Like, maybe he's really funny, but like,
looking.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if it can help that much.
Yeah, he's unfortunate looking.
It's pretty. And Ariana Grande is beautiful. Like, she's so pretty. Cute. She's pretty. She's like great, great girl. Bad.
Yeah.
Bad guy.
She downgraded for sure.
Yeah. Like, I wonder what it was about him. Anyway, we'll never know.
He's probably got a 20-inch penis.
Yeah, does he? Well, she dated Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
Weren't they like
Pete
Dickerson?
Oh, I mean, Davidson.
No, Pete Dickerson.
No, I don't think they were married.
Well, they dated. Yeah. And he apparently has a big
schlong. She was with.
So maybe she's attracted to the length of the penis.
Maybe. Some people are.
pull down your pants. I got to see how long it is.
But she was dating Mac Miller.
He probably has a big PP too.
I don't know. He's kind of like, maybe, but was like 5'6". He was a short guy. But he's the one that
maybe short guys have. I know. Maybe short guys have big PPs.
I'm 5'5".
Oh, that's funny.
Just so everybody knows.
Okay, I think we ended on that. That's your episode. Thanks for listening. Hope you have a great week, and we'll talk to you next time.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.
Bye.